It was the jewel of our empire.
People of Pompeii! Let the games begin!
So they finally gave us that Gladiator sequel that no one's been wanting or asked for in the first place.
You see, here's the thing. I was watching this and I was thinking of you, buddy, because I remember you saying you love movies in this period. And hey, at least this one, you know, at least this one's fun for you. At least this isn't Legend of Herky shit.
I don't know. I kind of put it on the same level.
Oh!
I was shaking my head so much. I was like,
was it because of all the movies it was ripping off, or?
I got tired of it. I ain't gonna lie. It was ripping off so much shit. They should have just called it Ripoff / Pompeii. Like, I was like, all right. I love Greek mythology, but I also hate homages and ripoffs. And this one just kept just blatantly taking scenes from it.
Yeah, like, I mean, Christ. People, this is Titanic in Greek mythology.
Oh, thank God. Yes, I'm glad you caught that one, too. It's Titanic, it's Spartacus. I mean, like, I like Titanic, but even I know that ending is pretty fucking stupid.
Yeah.
A lot of people think it is stupid. And then when they did this ending, I was just looking, I was like, you're just going to let that horse just run away? You ain't even going to just try to get on it? And,
I'm getting away from this shit. Hi-ho, Silver!
The horse stuck around for like a good fucking 15 minutes. And like, even when they were like holding each other, I was just like, damn, they could have like been gone on that horse by now. I was like, I'm still waiting for the flames to engulf. I was like, wow, checking my watch here, and then finally the flames engulf. And I was just like, you know, you probably could have had a chance of getting away from that. But all right, I digress by that. But
people.
Slow motion shots were. I don't even know why there was slow motion shots.
All right, if I may, real quick, people. This is where our site comes into, you know, this type of movie. This is where our site, we get to have fun, because unlike most sites where they don't get to talk about it, we get to spoil the movie. And if you thought anyone was going to live in this, you are fucking idiotic.
Yeah, they should have just called it Death Trade. Like, I don't even know why, like you said, I don't even know why they make a movie of this. Like, we all know how, like, and the funny thing is, like, they don't even try to be subtle about it. The first minute, you all hear that volcano going, it's like,
like, every minute like, where, like, every minute it's like, oh, look, they're trying to establish characters, and the volcano's like, hey, you stop that.
That volcano's like, hey, what you looking at, bro?
I understand you want to be a gladiator. Bro. I understand you want to be a gladiator and get some of that rich poo, but just remember, I'm going to shit on your day.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, whenever you try to come up with a plot on the volcano's like, nah, that's not happening today, bro. You just need to remember. I mean, shit, that volcano, they cut to that volcano as if it's like a serial killer in the background and shit, just waiting.
I didn't want to say it because every review has been saying that, where they've been making...
Haven't they really?
Yeah, every review that I've seen has been making comparisons. This volcano is a serial killer movie, up to the T to where the first person you see die is black.
Is a black? I know he wasn't Mexican, but he sure was light enough to be.
Mocha. Okay, let's go with Mocha.
Yeah, he was Coco Brown. How about that? But no, every time that volcano showed, that motherfucker erupted, and they had music playing in the background. It's just like, yeah, they sure is putting long-ass shots on that volcano. It's just like, Paul W.S. Anderson, man, you really don't have no subtlety at all, because he just kept shooting at us. It's like, well, I think we get it, man. I mean, like, if you didn't know that he was coming in and say, everybody dies, and they, like you said later, they're pretty fucking dumb. I mean, but the best part of the movie for me was my audience, because I had a public screener on that on Sunday. And that public screener had me laughing for some fact, because everybody in the audience is going, this is the stupidest, like, out loud, just like, wow, this is so stupid. Like, even the girl behind me and her date, she was like, I'm glad we didn't have to spend $30 on this shit, because I would have been pretty fucking pissed off. I was like, I just turned around and looked at him, I was like, I wish I could see a lot of dumb movies with you guys, you know?
See, I had the polar opposite. Like, with my screener, I think everyone knew that this was going to be dog shit walking in. So we all just fucking embrace this shit.
Yeah, oh my God. Okay, well, story here, if there is one. Pretty much, if you've seen Gladiator, Spartacus,
Titanic.
Titanic. Ah, shit, the fight scenes, they stole some moves from Troy and shit. I was like, damn, did Brad Pitt ride off on this? I mean, is that okay to do this? You got this kid. He sees his family gets fucking butchered by the Romans. They come in just like to kill everybody. You know, another problem I have with this movie too is if you're gonna do a goddamn Greek mythology movie, they need to be rated R.
Yeah, that's my biggest problem. Because the only thing you see killed in this movie in gory fashion, well, you could argue, is a horse gets his neck snapped. And it's fucking hilarious.
I was about to say, a lot of people was going like, oh, give me a fucking break. I remember I said that. I rolled my eyes. My side just like, how the fuck can he break a horse neck?
Well, no. What I love about that. Okay, quick tangent here, people. So, there's a love story crowbarred into this because, of course, there fucking is.
Yeah, obviously.
Kit Harington, who P1 was talking about, he's the one who gets sold into the Gladiator, and
he's like a cross between it. For Orlando Bloom and Johnny Depp had a baby.
Right, and he's on Game of Thrones, for people who know.
I don't watch that shit no more. Anyway.
So, he is being transferred to Rome because they're like, oh, you're one of the best gladiators we have. Well, it looks like you made your way up to the big league, and he's like, fuck.
Yeah.
So,
and out of nowhere, this horse just collapses, and he's like, sir, have you no spine? I the horse is in pain. Let me help it.
Right. And Emily Browning, who is a rich girl, is just like, no. Let's see what he can do. So he comes out. He's just like, come here, baby. Come here. I'm going to teach you how to be nice to this horse. Yeah. See? We're going to pet it nice and soft. We're going to make it feel all comfortable. Even the horse has a face of like, oh, thank you, kind sir.
Yeah, that horse looked like that goddamn horse from Hercules for a second. He was just looking like, not the movie we just fucking saw, but the animated shit.
Right, right, I know.
Oh, you're so sweet to me, sir. Oh, and then he looked at the woman. He's like, he's a king. Oh, shit. Hey!
He's just like, now, you must remember that I'm a gladiator. So, let me show you my strength. Crack!
I like it because the horse looked at Emily Browning and is just like, damn, girl, he's a cute one. Look at him and shit. Look. And he looked at Emily Browning so slowly and was just like, now don't look. And snap. I was just like, oh, give me a fuck. Okay, come
yeah.
on now.
Yeah, that horse is like, oh, girl, look at this. He got strong hands. He got a nice grip. Wait, what the fuck are you doing?
And then they even made a joke about it. Like, not even a joke. It's like, there's like, he's so strong. And it's like, yeah, did you see his muscles when he snapped that horse's neck? I was like, people! Alright, I don't know about you, but I rode horses back when I was younger. Matter of fact, growing up in Compton, there's a horse ranch in Compton.
What the fuck?
Is about as twice as large as a fucking human body, okay? A horse's head is fucking huge. There's no way in hell that a human could just snap his neck without even putting any kind of strength whatsoever into it. The way he did it, he was just like, oh, these things just happen. Sorry. And they just let us like, and then she just like romantically falls for him and she's like, she even defends him by like saying, that horse was in pain. He did the most kindest, sweetest thing I've ever seen. I was like, okay, god damn it. Jesus. Oh my god.
See,
how many times you gonna see these movies where women are just stupid?
Now, here's the thing. As P1 has elaborated, this movie stupidly sets up, you know, we have to set up all this character development and all these storylines going along. Now, as everyone's watching this, I'm in my head just like, I just want to see everyone die. And if it looks good, then I will, you know, I'll at least be entertained in somewhat. Because I saw it in 3D. I don't know if you did.
Yeah, apparently they gave us it looked like shit in 3D. I ain't gonna lie. That was horrible looking. The screen was all black on the curves and shit and the ridges. Every now and then the breeze and shit would look nice. But everything else, I was like, wow, I can't tell.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say is that when the volcano goes off, you know, it does somewhat of a good job, but it's really just kind of half and half.
Yeah, that's another thing. See, that's why I don't give a shit about the kills. There are a lot of people talking about the kills. I'm just like, yeah, that's another thing why I have a problem with the PG-13 rating here. Is because
all the kills look hilarious because you can't make it hard.
All you see is like a debris or something like that coming towards a person and a person's reaction shot, and it just goes to the next scene. I'm just like, I don't even know if that person died apparently or not. I mean, I see this black dude got stabbed and he's still moving around and shit. Like right now, I was like, all right, I don't know how that works out, but okay. And then you got like just people getting hit with rocks and shit like that. It's just like. Yeah, this PG-13 rating is really taking it out. I mean, it's Greek fucking mythology. There was no PG-13. If you're going to do Greek mythology, you need to be like Game of Thrones. You need to be fucking. You need to be swearing. You need to be stabbing. I mean, this is the problem I have with Wolverine, one of the movies. It's like all that stabbing and no blood. And I was just like, yeah, all these swords and shit. And all I see is like a little going sort of deep into a body, and all you see is like a little shard of blood off that. And it's just like, oh wow.
Right, exactly. They were copying off Spartacus and Gladiator. You know, you thought you would have at least taken the number one factor that made those movies what they are, but.
Oh my god, they stole scenes though from, like, that scene where. There was a scene where he threw the spear. I was like,
fuck Rome!
Yeah, fuck Rome. Yeah, I saw that. Matter of fact, I even saw that in Gladiator. When there's a scene where this dude, Kit Harington, who plays Milo in the movie, you find out his name is Milo, he spits on the ground and throws his spear. I was just like, yeah, I saw that at Gladiator. Then he meets some mystical, magical Negro, but this Negro is bigger than him. And then they become friends, and you see this scene where he's talking about his family. He's got these little, carved statues of his family and shit, and he's praying to them. I'm just like, wow, I'm seeing straight fucking scene. Then there's the scenes where where they're like, oh, this is a massacre. I was like, goddamn, dude. Oh my god. If you watched fucking Gladiator, you've seen this movie, but Gladiator was better, obviously. I mean, not even in comparison.
Right, exactly. And, like, and this movie could have been redeemed somewhat if, like you said, when the big fucking volcano goes off, actually show that shit being, you know, I don't know, menacing.
I don't even know why, like, when you I understand why people put movies in PG-13 to get a younger crowd and shit like that, get all the audience members in there and shit like that. But for Greek mythology, do kids even give a fuck about that?
Well, I mean, Game of Thrones.
I think there's more adults between 20 and, I guess, around the 40 area that's in the theater more than you see around the teenager level of other movies such
as, I think the thing is, teens know about Greek mythology, and there's teens that like it. But yeah, even they fucking agree that, like, you know, the blood, the gore, the sex, that's one of the appeals of that time period. That's why Game of Thrones is so fucking popular.
I never see teens in these fucking movies.
Really?
I've never seen it. And Gladiator, when I saw it in there, I didn't see that in there. When I saw Troy, I didn't see anybody in there. Teens in there. It's always fucking adults in there. So it's coming to my accumulation that all these movies keep coming out in PG-13. But I'm like, are they doing a stat check on this? Because I don't think the audience is fucking kids or teenagers. Because I don't think they give a fuck about this because they're too busy learning about it in school right now.
Well, you know how smart the movie industry is. Let's get that straight. So
that is true. And plus, I... Plus, Screen Gems ain't racking up winners here, you know.
Oh no, they racked up a big loser when they made an announcement yesterday, as some people saw.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't. It started to make me think about Paul W. S. Anderson. I was like, you know, this movie made me realize, like, not only did I hate him for the Resident Evil movies, for just like,
I was about to say, the Resident Evil movies didn't make you realize you hate him.
I hated him for those or whatever, but then again, I was just like, what, you know, whatever, maybe that's just him in this franchise. But then he kept opening his mouth. I was like, you know, I don't like this guy a lot, whatever. Then you go and see this one, and you're seeing, like, wow, so he does something outside of that world that's completely fucking different.
Not only sucks.
Yeah, not only is it almost the same in a shooting format, at least, but technical-wise, whatever, you stole shit, dude.
And I'm sure he'd be the guy that get really pissy if, you know, he was just like, oh, did you like my high-class movie? And I was like, yeah, I fucking laughed throughout the whole thing. What?
I think he would get pissed if I was to tell him. If any, like, you was telling me you laughed at it, and I would tell him, like, you just stole shit or whatever. He'd look at me and be like, you better get your fucking lawyer up.
Exactly. Didn't you see my masterpiece known as the Three Musketeers? You mean the Three Musketeers?
He's the only one that still defends that movie to that day. I mean,
oh, I'm sure he is. And even the worst part is that he gets to go home and fuck Mila Djokovic every night just to take his anger away.
Yeah, I was trying to have fun. I mean, I even tried to laugh. I sat there just looking at him like, hey, yeah, I don't give a shit about none of this going on. I was just like, Paul W.S. Anderson's a hack. And he's probably one of the worst directors working today that keeps getting, like, fucking big budget projects to work on and shit. Because he asks people, this cost almost $100 fucking million to make.
I think, and this did cost $100 million, if I read correctly.
This was his most expensive project, if I'm not mistaken. So
yes, it is.
Wow. They really had some faith in the fucking Paul W. S. Anderson. Like, he made the Resident Evil. Those are our property. They were going to make money regardless if they were shit or good.
Yeah, exactly. And somehow after five of them, they still make money. Why, people? Mm-hmm.
And more.
Oh yeah, we got one more coming, which was supposed to come out this year, and then he went, oh, lols, I didn't write it yet.
I was too busy working on Pompeii, that's why. I had a lot to do. Yeah, I'm giving this a fuck it. I didn't I'm, I don't give a shit about this movie. I like anything. This was insulting, kind of. This was insulting to Gladiator. It actually made me appreciate Gladiator even more. I don't know. I don't even hate Gladiator. I like Gladiator a lot. I recognize the problem, but I like it. I own it. I watch it, and every now and then, I think the fight scenes are cool. I thought the fight scenes in here were shit. Honestly, I was like, once again, he's doing that fucking camera. He must work with the same technical people too, because all the shots he was doing in the fight scene, like, I've seen the same shit in Resident Evil.
Yeah, see, I wasn't as angry as you, and that could very damn well be the audience that I was sitting with, because the audience embraced this shit, and we all knew it was stupid. We all knew it was stupid. We all were laughing our asses off. I mean, that horse scene, we were all just dying at that fucking horse every time that thing popped up on screen. Because, you're right, this is unbelievably stupid, and it copies from everything else. I mean, even with the hilarious time I had with my audience, this is still getting just a very, very low streaming. I mean, if you see it with the right audience, you can have some fun, but let's not take away the fact that from a technical standpoint and all this stuff, it still is pretty shit.
It's lazy.
Yeah.
Like you said, you're saying I was angry. I wasn't angry. I was more upset at the fact that, like, wow, he made a movie just stealing shit. I was like, okay, well, way to put your creative technique juice to it already. Yet.
Right, exactly. But... you know what's also going to take down Pompeii?
The Lego movie. It's awesome.
I was about to say, a bunch of fucking Legos, so who gives a shit?
That'd be so funny if this movie actually beat that. I'd be like, wow, okay, well.
That'd almost be as bad as...
I don't think nobody in my audience was angry. They were always rolling their heads saying, like, oh, give me... People was, like, laughing at that love angle at the end. We're like, at the ending, people, they got a chance to run away on the horse and shit. And yet he's like, get on the horse and run! I'll stall the villain. That's pretty much what he fucking said. I'll stall him. No, I will never leave without you. I'll never let you go. I was like, wait a minute, where did that come from?
Oh, wait, I was just like, what was this written by a 5-year-old? Fuck.
Okay. He's like, don't look at me. No, look at me. Don't look at that. That's death right there. Don't look at that. And I was like, all right, okay, just. Can we wrap this up right here, people? Come on now. All right.
See, part of me was like thinking like, he's not going to do this when they actually get away, right? Like, that would be...
they were going to fall.
What?
I knew they were going to fall. I was like, I saw the cliches of this movie, like, left and right, because I've seen it so much or whatever. I was just looking, I was just like, yeah, I was like, typical that, like, she's going to fall or the horse is going to fall. I knew it was going to be... I knew it wasn't going to be him. I knew it was going to be her, that horse. And I was just like, something's going to happen. Wait for it. There we go. And then...
The horse, instead of being a good horse and staying, he's like, oh, fuck y'all.
That horse sticked around for a long-ass time. It was just, like, jumping up and down. So I was like, y'all can easily calm that horse down, just get back on and keep riding. And that was another. I was like, why didn't the horse just run away? And it didn't. And I was just like, all right, yeah, this makes this even stupider then. I was like, there's no logic in this.
So,
it's more upsetting that he's stealing from other filmmakers. And then you got filmmakers out there that's making something that's original and ain't gonna never see the light of day. That's why this is getting a fucking...
Well, here's the thing. There's a wonderful thing called Netflix, which 50 movies like this, which are probably already better. Good night, everyone.
Netflix. Good old Netflix. My friend.
We have to get to the harbor.